Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Picture this. It's 5 a.m. and the most powerful Democrat in the House is giving what he thinks is an inspiring speech to save his party and the nation. But his own Democrat colleagues are literally falling asleep behind him on live TV. What happened next was so embarrassing that Democratic staff had to physically drag sleeping representatives out of the camera's view. This isn't just political theater gone wrong. This is the collapse of Democrat leadership in real time, and it gets even worse. Hakeem Jeffries just handed the Republicans their biggest gift of the year, and he doesn't even know it. You're going to absolutely love this. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to give you a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined. So don't be like the Democrats. Don't fall asleep. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, let's give a huge shout out to the sponsor of this video that's on the front lines of MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. I've just recently discovered the insane health benefits of cocoa flavanols. Have you heard about this? Studies have been done to show that the flavanols in cocoa stimulate stem cells to come out of your bone marrow like bees coming out of a beehive in your bloodstream. And they go out and they find whatever needs to be repaired in your body. So if it's your heart, they'll fix it. If it's your liver, they'll fix it. If it's your skin, they'll fix it. But don't take it from me. Let me show you a clip from Harvard scientist Dr. William Lee that actually backs this up.
Well, clinical studies have been done with high flavanol cocoa to show that in like men who are in their 60s with heart disease, they could actually eat, just have two cups of dark chocolate hot cocoa a day for a month. Yeah. And they doubled the amount of stem cells in their bloodstream and their circulation improved measurably. And then what's even more important and impressive is that there was a study called the COSMOS study that was completed recently that showed that eating high flavanol cocoa decreases the risk of cardiovascular death.
Yeah.
Right? Over a period
like
of
a statin.
Like a statin. Right. Exactly.
That's right. Dark chocolate. But here's the thing. Flavanols are the good stuff found in cocoa beans, but they're usually destroyed during the chocolate making process. And so that's where Black Forest Supplements comes in. This right now here is the first ever high flavanol cocoa powder packed with everything your body actually needs. I mean, this stuff can boost your body's natural stem cell production. I mean, think about it. Hollywood elites drop tens of thousands of dollars on placenta stem cell injections, but you could just drink cocoa powder and get the same benefits without selling your soul. And Black Forest Supplements has an amazing deal for you. Click on that link below right now, and for the next 48 hours, you can get a whopping 45% off store-wide for their July 4th promo for 48 hours only. You do not want to miss this. This is huge. Click on that link below right now for the limited time July 4th promo and get 45% off. You're going to absolutely love this. Click on that link below right now. So the Democrats are up to their old antics once again. I mean, that's all they have. The Democrats literally have nothing but antics. Here's what's happened today. Early this morning, Hakeem Jeffries launched into what he called his magic minute speech. It's a parliamentary procedure that lets party leaders speak indefinitely. His goal? Delay the final vote on Trump's one big beautiful bill and rally opposition. Instead, he's been delivering what is now an over 7-hour snooze fest that's put his own party to sleep. You saw Representative Marcy Kaptur from Ohio, among others, getting caught on C-SPAN cameras, literally falling asleep behind Jeffries as he rambled on and on in this incoherent, never-ending drivel. Now, the optics were so bad that Democratic staff actually had to wake her up and physically escort her away from the cameras, replacing her with a more alert representative. In other words, they had to overtly stage these antics. These antics were revealed as being completely fabricated. Even fellow Democrats, if left to their own devices, were bored out of their minds over all of this. But here's where it gets particularly brutal for Jeffries. His marathon speech backfired spectacularly. Vice President J.D. Vance revealed that a Republican congressman texted him during the speech saying, you know, I was undecided. I was on the fence on this bill. But then I watched Hakeem Jeffries' ridiculous antics, his performance, and now I'm a firm yes. I'm done with this nonsense. Now, think about that for a minute. Jeffries spent 7 hours trying to convince more people to oppose the bill, and instead, he only drove more Republicans into supporting it. This is political malpractice at its finest. The man who's supposed to be the future of the Democrat Party just became Trump's best campaign asset. He's the best salesman for the big, beautiful bill imaginable. Once again, the Democrats are forced to suffer nothing more than backlash from their own pathetic antics. Let's talk about what Jeffries was actually opposing. The big, beautiful bill is a massive $3.3 trillion package that extends Trump's tax cuts. It funds border security. It actually 20Xs border security, and it cuts wasteful spending. The House passed the resolution last night to put it up for a vote today. It passed 2019, 2013. Even Tom Massie voted for it, with Republicans united and Democrats in complete disarray over all this, which is just being put on display for everyone to see over the course of this several hours this morning. And frankly, nobody wants to see it. In fact, while Jeffries was giving his marathon speech, viewership was plummeting. By 9 a.m., the House chamber was nearly empty. Take a look for yourself. Once again, the Democrats got caught fabricating political kabuki theater. They deliberately put all these Congress people behind Jeffries to make it look as if the chamber were full, when in point of fact, when the camera panned out, you could see the chamber was empty. He was talking to no one. And to make matters even worse, you have Democrats literally falling asleep in seats behind him, creating a visual metaphor for their party's current state that no amount of damage control could fix. Now, this incident perfectly encapsulates everything wrong with the modern Democrat Party. Jeffries represents really the old playbook: grandstanding, performative politics, and assuming that more talking equals more convincing. But American voters see completely through this. The fact that his own colleagues can't even stay awake during his passionate defense of democracy and their values, I mean, it tells you everything you need to know about the current state of Democrat unity. When your own team is checking out during your big moment, you've already lost the battle. Let me just state the obvious here. This isn't leadership. This is political theater performed by someone who does not understand his audience has left the building. I think that this disaster reveals three critical truths about today's Democrat Party. First, they are completely out of touch with what Americans actually want. So while Jeffries was ranting about protecting programs that benefit illegal immigrants, Republicans were focused on tax cuts and border security that help real, genuine American families. It's the 80-20 doom loop for the Democrats. So these rants demonstrate just how completely out of touch the Democrats are with the American people. That's number one. Secondly, they have no real strategy beyond obstruction. All the Democrats are right now, all they're about, and as well as their mouthpieces in the legacy media, they are only about doing everything they possibly can to try to thwart or at least slow down Trump's unprecedented political momentum. And that loops back into the first point. The vast majority of voters don't want the Democrats doing that. The vast majority of voters want the Democrats to actually work constructively with Trump. They didn't vote to have their politicians constantly squabbling or bickering or engaging in these ridiculous performative antics. They voted for them to get things done, to make their lives better. And that's exactly what Trump is doing. He's getting things done. So once again, Hakeem Jeffries is demonstrating not leadership, but desperation, pathetic, partisan desperation. He's refusing to listen to the vast majority of the voters. And therefore, he's only going to further alienate the Democrat Party from that majority. And third, and perhaps most consequentially, the Democrats are losing their own party. Just think about the symbolism of, when your own colleagues can't stay awake during what you build as your biggest speech yet, it's time to face reality. The message isn't working. The message isn't resonating, and neither is the messenger. Not with your colleagues and not with your party as a whole. What we're seeing today is but the latest proof that the Democrat Party's meltdown is accelerating. And incidents like this show exactly why Trump's agenda is succeeding. Trump is all about action while the Democrats are all about antics. Trump is all about action while the Democrats are all about antics. And the American people are taking note. We are in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awakened. This book gives you the full picture, how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. Do not wait. Go to americaawaken.us and pre-order your copy today. The next chapter has already begun. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.